let us get to your topics then. So, let's cast aside the SA Inc. Worries, and yet you are going to be buying Sasol.
Yeah, look, they had their troubles.
Which I guess isn't so SA Inc.
They had their troubles for quite some time. We know that they had lots of Louisiana project problems over the last while. I think most of this bad news is priced into them. Oil price is still very cheap. If you look at through the cycle, you're looking at about a 4.5 P multiple on a good company in South Africa. It used to be one of the best cash flow companies, used to be one of the best dividend payers, etc. They took on a huge project that's hurt the balance sheet a little bit, and they're stopping dividends for now. But I think that's fine. You're going to see cash flow coming in this year again. Next year it will probably be cash positive, and then starting to pay off debt. And then over a 3 or 4 or 5 year period, I think you can double your money in this one. So yeah. I think it's trading around 255 at the moment. Must be one of the cheaper assets locally with some dollar exposure as well. I like it.
And then I suppose the opposite side of that coin is the oil trade, which Gary is indulging in this evening.
Straight oil. Yeah, Sasol's a little bit more like it's moving.
It's more chemicals.
It's chemicals now. So this is just pure oil. I'm not going to try and buy Exxon or anything. I'm just going to buy a pure oil contract. At the moment, if you look at what happened, we had the Saudi energy minister coming out today and deliberately actually saying the idea that oil is down as much as it is based on the coronavirus is crazy. Look at what happened in SARS. There was almost no disruption to demand over in the 2003 outbreak. And he's saying this looks very overdone. Demand is not going to evaporate overnight. At the same time, we had at least strikes against the U.S. embassy in Baghdad today that were actually made contact. There was some attempts earlier in the week. I think the issues around the Middle East are not going to go away. So, the way that we want to play it is essentially an option where you'd put down a premium. If the oil price did get a lot weaker, your entire risk is your option premium. Okay. And then put a strike somewhere up at like $80, $90 a barrel and look at it as a 1.5 year call option, just saying, let's see if something goes dramatically wrong in the Middle East. You're buying when, potentially we are expecting growth in the short term to collapse, which we don't really see in a slightly longer term period. So you take it, the premium will be almost nothing, and you kind of wait and see if that lotto ticket pays off.
Yes, and Sasol will be very pleased if oil gets back to $80 a barrel. Hasn't seen that for a while. Right, Gary Gerbrand, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Gary Boyson is from Rand Swiss, Gerbrand Smit is from NFG Fund Managers, and Alicia will be back tomorrow with your stock questions. In the meantime, have a good night. We'll be right back.